chair.
Sorry, folks. This is the seventh place girls game for the Rochere tournament. We're joining in progress due to technical difficulties with 5:07 left in the first in this matchup between the Atlanta Lady Hornets and the Kirksville JV Lady Tigers. It's 2-2 off the basket by Hreska for Atlanta and the basket by Hubbard for Kirksville. And Kirksville's already picked up 3 fouls here in the first quarter. We'll join right in. Bailey Giles. She'll go up to get it off the right side for Merrick. Now left side to Holt. Holt drives. Puts up a shot that's a little bit short, and away with the rebound is going to be Alex Bondy for the Atlanta Hornets. Miranda Hreska dribbles it up. Now tries to drive and is fouled by Hallie Dollins. It's going to be first foul on Dollins, 14th foul on Kirksville. Bondy tries to get it into Shelby Tipton, right side, and it's off her knee and out of bounds. Bailey Giles inbounds to Brett Merrick. Back to Giles, who will dribble it up top. She is now in the right corner, tries to get inside to Dollins and picked away by Miranda Hreska. Hreska up ahead right side for Bondy. And she goes into a three-point shot, but takes two steps into it and is called for the travel. Taylor Howlett checking in the game for Atlanta, replacing Cindy Irwin. Merrick inbounds to Callie Holt. Holt up to the top of the key now. Dribbles left, now back right. Right side now for Dollins. Into the corner for Merrick. Merrick drives. Cross the lane to Giles. Giles shot up, no good. And rebound by Tipton of Atlanta. Hands off to Hreska. Hreska off the screen by Amelia Smothers. And now inside to Tipton at the free throw line. Tipton drives right, ball picked away by Bailey Giles. She tries to get it back out to Merrick, and it's picked away by Bondy, but there's a tie up on the floor. Alternating possession gives it to Kirksville, as Atlanta got the jump at the beginning of the game. So with 3:40 left, we're still tied at 2 as Merrick inbounds to Holt. Holt dribbles it up. Now left corner for Merrick. Cross-court pass to Dollins. Back up top to Holt. Gets it back to Dollins, right corner. Now on the baseline for Merrick. She dribbles it back out. Gives it to Holt. Into the corner for Arabelle Reed. Now to Merrick. She'll drive in the lane. Hands off to Giles. Giles drives. Puts up a four-footer, and it floats in. First points of the game for Bailey Giles, and Kirksville takes a 4-2 lead. Hreska dribbling left. Now tries to get inside to Smothers. Pulled away by Holt. Up ahead to Giles. Tipped up by Giles. Giles layup on the right side, and it's up and good. Bondy inbounds for Atlanta. Gets it up to Hreska. Hreska dribbling right wing. Now puts up a shot. It bounces off the back of the rim and out. And Merrick away with a rebound for the Lady Tigers. She'll drive all the way up the left side. Now back up top to her Holt. Swings it around to the right for Giles. She drives. Puts up a shot off the baseline. And it's a little bit short, but she's fouled. Well, they're going to give the foul on the floor to Miranda Hreska, her first, Atlanta's team first. Arabelle Reed gets it back out top to Merrick. Into Reed. She'll drive. Put that a shot from 5 foot, and this one falls in. Hreska on the inbounds. dribbles it up for the Lady Hornets. Drives right off the screen by Tipton. Now ball poked away by Dollins, and Fresca has her dribble back. Picks it up again on the right wing. Hands off to Howlett, and a timeout called by head coach Franny Nelson of the Atlanta Lady Hornets. Going into the first timeout with 1:56 left in the first quarter. The Kirksville JV Lady Tigers lead it 8-2. It's going to be Atlanta ball out of the timeout. Smothers looking for Rusk on the inbound. This time gets it to Irwin. She'll drive right side and tries to put up a shot, but it's partially blocked by Giles. However, Giles gets her on the wrist, and they'll call the foul. First foul on Giles, 15th foul on Kirksville. And they're not going to give her the two shots. Instead, Smothers will inbound under the basket. Kylie Nagel into the game for the first time for the Kirksville Lady Tigers. Smothers inbounds to Ruska through her legs and pulled away by Holt to Nagel up ahead to a wide-open Arabelle Reed. Her shot from the left side won't go in, but the rebound poked away and recovered by Reed in the corner. Merrick for three now, right side, no good. And Hallie Dollins away with the rebound. Back to Merrick, up top to Holt. Holt dribbling right wing, tries to get it out to Reed, and Fresca picks it away. Fresca trapped in the corner by Reed, now back to Irwin to Fresca. She drives the lane out to Irwin. Irwin from almost the arc, it bounces off the far side of the rim, and rebound chased down by Dollins. Now to Holt. Holt dribbles it across the timeline. Right side for Dollins. Back out top to Holt. Holt drives left. Now off to Dollins on the baseline. No, excuse me, Merrick on the baseline. Her runner won't fall off the glass. And it's back the way of the Lady Hornets. Fresca dribbles it up for Atlanta. Fresca trying to find someone at half court. And she can't find any open Atlanta players. They'll call the 5 seconds on her, and it's back the way of the Lady Tigers. Cheyenne Long in the game for the first time for the Lady Tigers. And it's going to be Haley Rhodes for Atlanta. Inbounds comes to Holt. To Dollins, left side. High post for Reed. Reed puts up a shot that misses everything right in the hands of Bondi, and going back the other way. Bondi to Irwin. Irwin dribbles in, gives it to Tipton inside. Tipton shot wide off the glass, and it won't fall. And away with the rebound is Long. To Reed. Three-point attempt at the buzzer by Reed. And it looked like he might have a chance, but then falls off to the right. So, going into the second quarter, Kirksville leads it 8-2 over the Atlanta Lady Hornets. Back in the game for the Hornets are Amelia Smothers and Miranda Fresca. Bondi inbounds to Fresca. Atlanta with the ball after the quarter break. To Irwin, right and left side now. Tries to get inside to Smothers. Poked away by Reed and out to Nagel. Up ahead to Holt. Holt dribbles it between the circles. Now into the right corner for Nagel. Tries to get it to Reed. And it almost goes over the half court line. Saved back by Reed, but right into the hands of Amelia Smothers. She'll hand it off to Fresca. Fresca drives left now into the lane. Such a wild shot off the glass. It won't go. And Tipton down with the rebound, but she's tied up by Kylie Nagel, and the jump ball will give the ball back to Kirksville. Nagel inbounds to Holt. tries to get it over to Dolan's left wing. And it's stolen away by Smothers. But Smothers goes down and is called for the travel. Holt now dribbling right side. Gives it to Nagel. Nagel will try to drive the baseline, cut off by Hruska, but there will be a reach in on Hruska. And that's going to be Hruska's second foul. Second team foul on Atlanta. Reed finds Holt on the inbound. Hands off to Dolans. Dolans, left side now for Nagel, into the lane for a wide open Dolans, and she puts it off the glass and in. 8-point lead now for the Lady Tigers as Miranda Hruska brings it up for Atlanta. Off left side now for Irwin. She tries to get inside. Ball tipped away by Nagel, but it's going to be out of bounds off of Nagel's hands. So, back to the Lady Hornets it goes. Into the game for the first time for Kirksville, number 24, Kately Hager. As Shelby Tipton works against Long inside. Shot off the glass, no good, and Long with a tough rebound gives it off to Holt. Holt right side for Dolans. Thought about a backdoor pass to Holt, but couldn't get it through. Nagel to Hager at the top of the key. And she'll take one dribble in. Shot up off the glass, no good, and a battle on the rebound gives the ball to Hruska. Poked out of bounds by Nagel, and Atlanta keeps the ball. Irwin gives it off to Hruska. Hruska dribbling near half court. Now gives it to Tipton, and it tips off her hand and out of bounds. Not much hustle by either team here. Really kind of lethargic on this early game on Friday night. Holt, right side for Nagel. Tried to get it inside to Kately Hager, and it's picked away by Bonnie. Now gets it out to Tipton. Back to Bonnie, to Hruska. Hruska dribbling left side. Now all the way to the basket. Little floater won't go. Rebound control by Tipton. And Tipton Lane puts it up. Her shot, no good. But right into the hand of Smothers, and she'll put it up, and she's fouled. Foul's going to go against Hallie Dolans. Dolans second, and Kirksville's 16 foul. And Smothers can't connect on the first. Haley Rhodes back in the game for Atlanta, and Bailey Giles checks back in for Kirksville. And in the game for the first time for the Lady Tigers, number 23, Jesse Ralston. As Smothers' second shot up and good. Hager takes it out, gets it into Dolans. Dolans dribbles it across half court. Right side now for Giles. Giles driving, now hands off to Dolans' right wing. Across the free throw line for Hager. Dribbles it into the corner. Back out to Giles. Right side now for Dolans. Into the corner for Giles. She drives baseline. Gives it to Dolans. Back up top to Ralston. Swings it around to Hager. Into the lane for Long. And shoved by Smothers, but no call. And the ball will end up back in the hands of Hruska. And Hruska, high pass to Bondi, over Bondi's head, but it's off her hands and out of bounds. Merrick and new substitution Faith Jones in for Kirksville. Hager back to Ralston on the inbounds pass. Ralston looks like trying to get it to Merrick, and it's poked away out of bounds by Miranda Hruska. Merrick, Hager. Back up top for Giles. Giles, right side for Merrick. Back to Giles in the corner. She'll drive, now free throw line for Hager. And turns right into a crowd of Atlanta players, and they get tied up, jump ball call, and the ball goes back to Atlanta. Tipton and Howlett back in the game for the Lady Hornets. Howlett inbounds to Irwin. Irwin to Tipton. She drives, puts up a six-footer, and it's hard off the glass and out, but Bondi recovers. Shoulders it all the way back out to the pass off now to Irwin, and Merrick almost gets a handle on it, but then gets a little too handsy on defense and gets called for the foul. First foul on Merrick, 17th foul on Kirksville, so Cindy Irwin will head to the line for a 1-1. Irwin's first shot up and goes perfectly through the net. 10-4 now the lead for Kirksville. 3:51 left in the first half. Second shot by Irwin, also up and good. Inbounds comes to Jones, gives it back to Giles. Goes across half court to Merrick, right side. She looks to drive, cut off by Irwin. Now a corner for Giles. Tries to get inside to Jones, passes over her head and right into the hands of Haley Rhodes. She'll get it back out to Bonnie, up ahead to Irwin. Irwin dribbles it back between the circles. Left side now for Howlett. Back to Irwin. Inside to Tipton. She drives on Faith Jones, now pass back out to Howlett. And all the way up top to Irwin. And she'll dribble off her foot. It goes to the half-court line, and she called for the over and back. Kreska and Smothers back into the game for the Hornets. Inbound comes to Giles. In the corner for Merrick. Merrick with the baseline runner and floats it up and in. Kreska dribbles it across for the Lady Hornets. Inside to Tipton. Tipton, high shot from the left side, can't get it to go. And Reed with the rebound gets it up ahead to Merrick. Merrick driving to the basket, flips it over to Giles, and her shot from the left side just rims out. Kreska away with the rebound for the Hornets. Up ahead to Tipton, and Tipton puts in the easy layup from the right side. A little bit of offensive production going now for both teams. Giles, left side to Merrick. Swings it into Reed. Reed at the free throw line, can't get her shot to fall. Bondi comes away with the rebound, almost tied up by Reed, but gets it back out to Kreska. Tries to get inside to Tipton, pass picked off by Reed. She goes down on one knee, and well, pretty much stayed in the same spot, but she gets called for the travel. And it goes back to the Hornets. Long and Hubbard back in the game for Kirksville. Long can't prevent the inbound pass from Tipton. Her shot rolls around and out. Smothers with a shot this time and puts it up off the backboard. No good. And Bondi finally comes away with the rebound, but she can't convert either and is called for the travel on her own rebound. So Giles brings it back up for Kirksville. Gets into the corner for Merrick. Now to Giles. Giles drives in the lane, and there's a armbar foul. Looks like it's going to go against Bondi. Bondi's first, Atlanta's third team foul. And Howlett checks back in the game for the Hornets. But there's a timeout by Coach Emily Powell of the Lady Tigers. So with 1:42 left in the first half of this 7th-place girls game, Kirksville JV Lady Tigers lead the Atlanta Lady Hornets 12-7. So Kirksville will inbound after the timeout. Inbound comes to Reed to Giles left side. Now cross court to Merrick from almost the arc. Her shot won't go. And smothers away with the rebound. Hands it off to Fresca. Cross cross court now into the corner for Hallett. Thought about a shot. Now tries to get inside to Tipton. Pulled away by Reed. And there's a tripping foul on Taylor Hallett. Her first. And Atlanta's fourth team foul. Bondi comes back into the game for Hallett. Hubbard will inbound for the Lady Tigers. Gets it into Arabelle Reed. Tries to get it left side to Merrick. Poked away by Bondi and out of bounds. Giles between the circles. Tries to get it to Merrick. Pulled away by Irwin and recovered by Hruska. Hruska left side now for Irwin. Shot from almost the arc, a little bit short, and Merrick away with the rebound for the Lady Tigers. She'll drive it up the left side to Reed. Back to Merrick in the corner. Shot from the corner, no good. But Hubbard on the other side gets called for a push in the back on the rebound. That's a third foul on Hubbard and 19th foul on Kirksville. 18th foul on Kirksville. And Miranda Fresca goes to the line for a 1-1. And she hits the first. Fresca's second shot. Up and rattles home. Cuts the Kirksville lead to 3. Callie Holt back in the game for the Tigers. She drives against Irwin. Now hands off to Dollins. Right corner for Merrick. Shot from the baseline, almost from the three-point arc, and she puts it up and in. Fresca dribbling across half court. Now drives left side. Going to the basket, gets it back out to Bondi. And it's picked away by Arabelle Reed, but she throws it right back to Bondi. Into Tipton in the lane. Tipton's shot won't go. Rebound by Cheyenne Long. Merrick driving left side. Hands off to Reed in the corner to Holt. Holt, one dribble in. Put that a shot, no good. Dollins with the rebound, and her shot blocked from behind by Irwin. Fresca, and she throws it down court, but the time expires in the first half. And the Kirksville JV Lady Tigers have the lead in this girls' 7th place game over the Atlanta Lady Hornets, 14-9. We'll be back in 10 minutes with second half action. And in this girls' 7th place matchup, so far it's been mostly Kirksville. Kirksville leads it 14-9 at the half over the Atlanta Lady Hornets. First halftime scores for the trailing Lady Hornets. Miranda Hruska leads the way with 4. Cindy Irwin has 2. Shelby Tipton has 2. And Amelia Smothers has 1. Most of their points coming off free throws in the first half. Kirksville even scoring attack with Bailey Giles had 4. Brett Merrick had 4. Lottie Hubbard and Arabelle Reed and Hallie Dollins each had 2. About 7 minutes left on the clock here in the second half, and we'll be back with second half action from this girls' 7th place matchup in the Brashear tournament. And it looks like it's going to be the Kirksville Lady Tigers ball out of halftime. On the floor are Hubbard, Merrick. Looks like it's going to be Reed and Giles and Holt for Atlanta, Hruska, Tipton, Bondi, Irwin, and Smothers. Merrick drives right side, now gives it off into the corner for Bailey Giles. Tries to get it inside to Reed, and she is fouled by Shelby Tipton. Now they're going to give the foul to Irwin. Didn't look like she was involved with that play, but she picks up her first foul, you know, team first. Shot by Merrick won't fall from the left side off the inbound, and it's back the other way for Hruska. Into the corner for Smothers. Now to Bondi. Bondi drives. Gets it back out to Irwin between the circles. She drives right side. Tries to find Tipton inside. It's poked away from her. And a shot by Bondi up and no good. And on the chase for the ball out of bounds. Tipton goes down, then Giles goes down over her, but it's going to be out of bounds on Atlanta. So back to the Lady Tigers it goes. Merrick dribbles it across half court. Three-point attempt from the top of the key, and it misses everything and bounces out of bounds. So it's back to the Lady Hornets. Bondi inbounds to Hruska. Hruska back behind the defense to Tipton. To Irwin from the right side, and Irwin puts up a six-foot jumper up and in. Merrick now back with it for the Lady Tigers. Left side now for Hubbard. To Merrick, swings it right side to Giles. Giles shot from 12 feet, and it goes up and in. And Hruska will get the inbounds for the Lady Hornets. Up ahead to Tipton. Hands it back to Hruska. She drives back out to Irwin. Left corner now for Smothers. Back out to Bondi. She'll try a three-point attempt. No good. Tipton with the rebound and puts it up off the front of the rim. And they'll call a reach-in on Brett Merrick. That's Merrick's second. Kirkville's first of the second half. And Shelby Tipton heads the line for two shots. First shot for Tipton, up and rattles out. Nagel checks back into the game for Merrick. Tipton, second shot for the senior, up, and this one bounces out as well. Arabo Reed away with the rebound and gives it to Giles. Giles up ahead to Nagel left side. Bounce pass back to Giles right side. Shot from almost the arc. It bounces out. Hruska with the rebound for the Lady Hornets. She dribbles it all the way up. Now tries to get it off into the corner for Smothers. Picked away by Reed, but immediately passed right back to Bondi. She stops, having problems finding someone to throw to. Guarded closely by Giles. And forces Franny Nelson of Atlanta to call a timeout. 5:36 left in the third quarter, 16-11 now the lead for the Kirksville Lady Tigers. It's going to be Atlanta ball out of the timeout. Bondi gets it into Tipton. Tipton drives the lane. Shot from 4 foot off the backboard. No good. Tipton with her own rebound, though, and she spins around the defense and puts it off the glass and in. First points of the game for Shelby Tipton. Nagel right side for Holt back in the game. To Hubbard, back to Holt. Holt dribbles in. Loses control of the ball and tied up by Tipton. Alternating possession gives it back to Atlanta. Bondi inbounds to Hruska. Hruska is called for the travel and before she even gets to half court and gives the ball back to the Lady Tigers, Lottie Hubbard inbounds to Nagel. Now right side for Giles. Thought about three, now gets it inside to Holt. Holt shot in the lane, hits the backboard and nothing else. Bounces off right in the hands of Hruska, and she'll dribble it out. Tries to get it inside to Tipton, over her head and off her fingers and out of bounds. Haley Rhodes back into the game for Atlanta. And Dollins checks back in for Kirksville. Nagel will dribble it up for the Lady Tigers. Inside to Dollins. Turns and is tied up by Bondi. So it'll be Hubbard to inbound underneath the basket. Gets it long to Reed. She drives the free throw line. Now to Hubbard in the corner. Back to Reed inside. Reed shot up with the left hand. Just rolls out and tipped out of bounds by Dollins. So it's back the way of the Hornets. Howlett back into the game for Atlanta, replacing Irwin. Bonnie to inbound. Gets it in to Hruska. Up ahead to Howlett. And ball picked away by Hubbard. To Nagel, back to Hubbard, and she puts in a shot from the left block. Hruska dribbling up against the press. And a little bump there by Nagel. Nagel gets called for the foul. First foul on her, second team foul on Kirksville for the second half. Bondi inbounds to Hruska. But her foot was on the out-of-bounds line, and it goes back the way of the Hornets. Excuse me, the Tigers. Hubbard into Reed. Between the circles for Nagel. Into the corner for Hubbard. Shot from the baseline. Won't fall for her. But rebound chased down the opposite corner by Nagel. Gets it back out to Dollins. Now up top for Giles. Right side for Hubbard. To Dollins in the lane. And she puts up a shot that rolls off the front of the rim and in. 20-13, the lead for the JV Lady Tigers. Long pass up court to Rhodes, picked away by Dollins, gives it out to Reed. Reed, right side for Giles, looks back inside to Reed, and there's going to be a hack called on Shelby Tipton. Tipton picks up her first foul, and Atlanta's second of the half. Hubbard inbounds to Dollins. Back to Nagel. Nagel from the left elbow, from the left L, puts it in. Hruska now dribbles it up, tries to get it to Irwin, picked away by Reed. To Hubbard, cross court to Giles. She'll take one dribble, put up a shot from the blocks, no good. Bondi away with the rebound. Bondi dribbles up the sideline. Trapped now. Looks like the ball was picked away pretty clean by Nagel, but they're going to catch her with a foul. Didn't see much contact there. Second on Nagel and third on Kirksville. Timeout by Franny Nelson, head coach of the Atlanta Lady Hornets. 3:14 left in the third quarter. 22-13, the Lady Tigers have run out their lead on the press. Atlanta on the ball out of the timeout. Bondi to inbound. Gets into Hruska. Hruska dribbling against Nagel. Now up ahead to Irwin. Irwin right into Reed, and Reed is rolled over and is called for the block. Inbounds by Bondi straight to the hands of Nagel. Cross court to Giles, and her shot looked like it might be short, but rolls up and in. Hruska Tries to get it ahead to Irwin. Picked away by Reed. To Dollins. Thought it out three. Now tries to get inside to Nagel. Nagel fighting for a receiver. And it's picked away by Tipton. Tipton looked like she was using her elbows a little bit viciously there, but they're going to call the foul on the reach-in by Reed. Third on Reed, 15 foul on Crooksville. Bondi into Irwin, up ahead to Howlett. Trying to get up ahead to Smothers, picked away by Dollins. Dollins dribbling between the circles. Now left side for Nagel into the corner for Hubbard. And she hits another baseline shot. Bondi into Irwin. Irwin, ball poked away by Hubbard. And from across the court, they'll call her with a reach. Fourth foul on Hubbard. Sixth team foul on Kirksville. And Bonnie will inbound for the Lady Hornets. Faith Jones and Callie Holt back in the game for the Tigers. And Tipton immediately takes it right at Jones. And Jones gets called for the block. Seventh team foul on Kirksville. And Shelby Tipton heads the line for two shots. Puts the first one up and through. Second shot right through as well. Giles inbounds to Nagel. Nagel inside to Dollins. And Dollins shoved down. No call, and they'll finally call a jump ball. So it goes back the way of the Hornets. Inbound pass by Bonnie to Irwin. Poked away by Nagel and out of bounds. Fresca back in the game finally for the Hornets. Howlett gets it into Irwin. Irwin tries to get up ahead to Fresca. Picked away by Holt. And Fresca pokes away from her and out of bounds. It'll go back to the Lady Tigers. Nagel the inbound gets it into Dollins. Dollins to Nagel. Over right side now for Giles. She'll drive into the lane. Puts up a little runner. It won't fall. But Tipton with the rebound. Once again getting vicious with the elbows. And gets it out to Fresca. Fresca, right side now for Irwin. Back to Miranda Fresca. And she puts in a shot from almost the three-point line. And it rattles around and in. Callie Holt now with the ball for Kirksville. Dribbles it across half court. Lob pass into Giles. Giles drives the baseline. Puts up a runner. Won't fall. And smothers away with the rebound. Gives it off to Fresca. Fresca to Tipton inside. Tipton shot hits the back of the rim and the backboard at the same time and kind of knuckleballs out, but it goes right into the basket. Giles drives for Kirksville on the other end off of Smothers' leg and out of bounds. Brett Merrick back into the game for Kirksville, replacing Giles, and Cheyenne Long comes in for Faith Jones. Nagel gets the inbound to Holt. Holt dribbles left. Now back right. Gets it to Nagel. Nagel drives the baseline. Shot across the lane to Holt. And she puts it up and in off the glass and is fouled. So Holt goes to the line looking to complete the three-point play. Foul goes on Taylor Howlett, her second, Atlanta's third team foul. And Holt can't convert on the free throw, but rebound by Nagel. Her shot's off the mark. And right off of Smothers, they'll give it back to Atlanta. And Howlett falls across the out-of-bounds line, giving the ball back to the Lady Tigers. Nagel with it to inbound. Tries to get into Holt, and Holt wasn't paying attention. Ball bounced away from her and out of bounds. Smothers now gets into Ruska. Ruska to Irwin. Irwin dribbles up the left side, now back into the middle. Tries to get it off to Tipton, picked away by Hallie Dolland, and they'll get Tipton with the slap. And second foul on Shelby Tipton, fourth team foul on Atlanta. Nagel into Dolland's. Left side for Holt. And she takes two steps before she takes the dribble. And it's called for the travel. Smothers to inbound. Gets it into Irwin. Back to Smothers. Cross half court to Tipton. She drives against Long. Her shot no good. Long with the tough rebound. Up ahead to Holt. Picked away by Irwin. Irwin drives the lane. Shot off the glass. No good. Another strong board by Cheyenne Long. But pulled away from her by Irwin. And Irwin fouled by Holt. They'll give the foul to Callie Holt. First on her, eighth team foul on Kirksville. Coach Emily Powell of Kirksville not real happy with that series of calls. As Irwin rattles the first one out, Tipton in for the rebound, and another board by Long off of her missed shot. Dolland's dribbles across half court. They're going to call a carry as the buzzer expires. But Kirksville goes into the fourth quarter now, leading it 28-19. They've run out the lead on their pretty effective press against the Atlanta Lady Hornets. Ball will be with Kirksville after the quarter break. Nagel gets the inbounds to Giles. Giles dribbles it across half court for the Lady Tigers. Left side now for Holt. Holt drives to the basket to Merrick in the corner. She'll drive against Bondi, and Merrick stops and pops from 5 feet off the backboard and in. Irwin up ahead to Hruska. Hruska off her own knee, but she gets up ahead to Tipton. Tipton's shot won't fall. Another rebound by Cheyenne Long. And that's five, at least, just here in the span of a couple minutes. Merrick catches on the right baseline on the pass by Nagel, and she puts it up and in. Irwin up ahead to Hruska, breaking the press. She drives the right baseline. Might have traveled, getting it back out to Irwin. Irwin can't finish on the shot. Smothers with the rebound, and another rebound by Long. Mothers couldn't convert from the block. Atlanta's been having a lot of problems just fundamental shooting here. Nagel, right side, gives it off to Holt. Now back to Giles, left side. She drives and tries to get it back out to Nagel. They'll call a reach on Alex Bondi. That's the second foul on Bondi. 15 foul on Atlanta for the half. Nagel inbounds to Giles. She dribbles it back up top. Right side now for Merrick. Little give and go with Long won't work, but it's going to be Giles there for the. They're picking up the ball, puts it up off the glass, no good, but it's tipped right to Kylie Nagel. And it looks like. No, they won't. They'll call a foul on the floor. And third foul on Shelby Tipton. Nagel inbound pass to Callie Holt. She turns a full revolution and then puts it up off the glass and in. Pass up ahead on the press breaker to Ruska from Irwin over her head and out of bounds. So it'll be back again with the Lady Tigers. Holt now dribbling up top. Gives off left side to Giles. Giles, long three-pointer, won't fall. Long there for the rebound. No good. Her shot's up and no good, but the rebound comes to Holt, and she puts it up. Her shot won't fall, but she's fouled. Second foul on Cindy Irwin,
and 17th foul on Atlanta, the half. Holt bounces the first one out. Haley Rhodes comes back into the game, replacing Tipton for Atlanta. And Holt can't convert on the second shot. And Long gets another one of her rebounds on this end. This time she puts it up and in for the Tigers. Cross half court to Rhodes now from Hruska. Now left side for Bondi. She drives that left baseline. Hands it back out to Hruska on the wing. Cross court pass to Smothers into Irwin in the corner. She'll launch a shot from the baseline. No good. And it's going to be Giles away with the rebound. Giles right side for Nagel. In back door to Callie Holt. She can't finish. And rebound comes down to Haley Rhodes, but she's tied up by Brett Merrick. And the alternating possession gives the ball to Atlanta. It's going to be Ralston and Reed back in the game for Kirksville as Bondi dribbles it up against the press, gives it back to Irwin. And Irwin tries to drive around Ralston. Ralston put up a pretty good front there, and Irwin steps out of bounds. Ralston inbound to Merrick. Merrick drives right side. Now to Ralston on the right wing. She drives baseline, cross-court pass to Giles. Giles from about the free throw line, and her shot bounces off all four corners of the rim, but finally rolls in. 38-19, the lead now for Kirksville. Rhodes gets the ball up ahead on the press. Can't finish. Rebound to Giles. And Giles dribbles all the way down. Looks for Ralston on the other side of the court. But there's a foul committed. Foul's going to go against... It's going to be Cindy Irwin. Irwin's third foul and eighth team foul on Atlanta for the half. Tipton and Howlett back in the game for Atlanta as Giles goes to the line for a 1-1. First shot by Giles. Up and right through the net. And Giles hits the second. Faith Jones and Kaitlee Hager back in the game for Kirksville. And Coach Emily Powell of the Lady Tigers wants a timeout. They have come alive here offensively in the fourth quarter. They've now extended their lead to 40-19 over the Atlanta Lady Hornets. 5 minutes left in the game in this girls' seventh place matchup. Going to be Atlanta ball out of the timeout. Irwin inbounds to Hruska. Hruska dribbles it across half court. Right side now for Irwin. Into the corner for Howlett. She takes a shot from probably 15 feet and it bounces just off. Rebound back to Arabelle Reed. Reed to Ralston right side. She drives against Howlett. Back out to Merrick. Merrick will try a three. It's no good, and the rebound bounces into the corner and out of bounds. Irwin inbounds to Hruska. Hruska into the corner for Rhodes. Rhodes can't finish. Shelby Tipton with the rebound, but then immediately punts the ball right to Kaitlee Hager. Hager gets it up ahead to Merrick. Merrick driving left side, now swings it back around to Reed on the right wing. Into the corner for Hager. To Reed. She works against Tipton, and maybe a foul call. Nope, they're going to be a travel on Reed. Bondi checking back in the game for the Lady Hornets. Kruska brings it across for Atlanta. In the corner for Bondi. Her shot from three, no good. Rebounded by Hager. And immediately Hager gives it the pass right back to Bondi. And Bondi goes in, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound by Hager. And Bonnie is all over her arm, but they'll call a jump ball. Ralston into Merrick. Merrick drives left side, off the screen by Reed. Now pass to Reed left wing. Back out to Hager at the high post. Her shot off the glass, no good. And Bonnie comes away with the rebound, picked away now by Merrick. Gets it back out to Reed between the circles. Right side for Ralston into Hager, high post to Reed at the other elbow. It won't fall, and Hruska away with the rebound for the Lady Hornets. She'll dribble it back up, gets it right side now for Irwin. Inside to Tipton. She works against Jones, and it's stolen away from her, but Merrick steps out of bounds. Dollins and Hubbard back into the game for Merrick and Reed. It's going to be Shelby Tipton on the inbound, and she's immediately tied up by Jesse Ralston. Jump ball goes back to the Lady Hornets. Irwin gets into Hruska this time on the left block. She tries to put up a shot, and it's rejected by Dollins. But they're going to call a reach-in on Lottie Hubbard. Fifth foul on Hubbard. 19th foul on Kirksville. And Nagel checks back in for the Lady Tigers. So Hruska heads the line for two shots. She rolls the first one up, and it looks like it might fall in, but it just dies and falls off the side of the rim. Can't hit the second either. It's short. Tipton with the rebound. Her shot's no good, but she gets her own rebound, and they'll call it over the back on Faith Jones. 10th foul on Kirksville. Second on Jones, and it'll be two shots for Shelby Tipton. Tipton can't hit the first. And her second one falls through. Hager to Dollins. Dollins dribbles up right side, now to Nagel. She'll take one dribble in, put up a shot from 8 feet. A little bit off balance. And fighting for her own rebound with Tipton, and they'll call the jump ball. Goes back to the Lady Tigers. To Nagel, wide open shot on the right wing. But it's no good. Dollins tracks down the rebound to Nagel, to Ralston, left side. High post for Hager. Now inside to Dollins. She'll dribble it back out. Now up top. Gives it left wing for Ralston into Hager. Hager shot from the free throw line off the backboard and no good. Hruska with the rebound. She turns right into Faith Jones, but they'll call the reach on Jones. Third foul on her and 11 team fouls on Kirksville as Smothers getting ready to check in for the Atlanta Hornets. Hruska can't hit the first free throw. Hruska's second. She puts this one in. And a little bit of a tie-up between Jones and Tipton. Tipton goes down hard on her face in the middle of the lane. Pass up ahead by Ralston on the press breaker. It's tipped away and out of bounds by Bondi. Ralston will inbound for the Lady Tigers. Gets it in long to Nagel. Nagel drives right side, now inside to Hager. She'll turn, square up, and fire from the free throw line. Her shot no good, but rebound tracked down by Nagel. Into Jones, back out to Ralston at the high post. Her shot no good. And Jones will pick up her fourth foul, third in just about a minute, on the shove in the back on the rebound. Fourth foul on Jones, and 10th team foul for Kirksville. 12th team foul for Kirksville, and that sends Miranda Fresca back to the line for two more free throws. Her second one is up and in. Second shot by Hruska. This one bounces out. They're going to call Hallie Dollins as a lane violation, so they'll give another shot to Hruska. And she makes good on the extra shot. As Howlett checks back in for the Lady Hornets. Kaylee Hager into Dollins now. Dollins to Nagel. She takes two dribbles in and puts up a tight spinning ball that just drops right over the front of the rim and in. Nagel closely guarding Hruska. Hruska drives all the way up. Gets it to Smothers in the corner, and her shot's way short, but it's out of bounds on Kirksville. Rhodes back in the game for Atlanta. Inbounds comes to Shelby Tipton on the far block, but it's poked away and out of bounds by Dollins. Hruska into the corner for Howlett. And ball looks like it plucked cleanly away by Ralston, but they're going to call. And it was, and they're going to call a foul on Taylor Howlett on the retaliation. Third foul on Howlett, and 19th foul for Atlanta. So Jessie Ralston will get her chance for a 1-1. Bondi and Irwin back in for the Lady Hornets. 1:39 left in the game. 42-23, the lead for the Kirksville Lady Tigers. And Ralston rattles the first one around and in. Second shot by Ralston does the same thing and falls right through. Bondi to Irwin. She dribbles up on the right side. Back. Pass over to Howlett, picked off by Ralston. She's shoved down by Howlett, no call, and she's called for the travel. Bondi inbounds to Irwin. Irwin driving to the right side, into Smothers on the blocks. She throws up a shot, no good, and Dollins away with it. Up ahead to Nagel. Try to get it cross-court to Hager off the hands of Dollins and out of bounds. A little bit of miscommunication there for the Lady Tigers. And it's going to be Irwin dribbling it back up for the Lady Hornets. She drives to the corner. Now inside to Smothers. Smothers can't get this shot to fall either. Dollins with the rebound. She dribbles it up, now flips it off right wing for Nagel at the high post for Hager into Dollins in the lane. Left-handed shot, can't quite get it to fall, but there she's going to get the foul call. And foul goes against Amelia Smothers. Her first, Atlanta's 10th team foul for the second half. So Hallie Dollins goes to the line 4-2. First one rolls off the right side and in. Second shot rolls around and out. Rhodes with the rebound to Irwin. Irwin cross court to Rhodes. Into Howlett in the corner. Her shot off the backboard, no good. Rebound for Faith Jones, and she's immediately tied up by Bondi. No, they're going to get a foul to Bondi. That's Bonnie's third foul, Atlanta's team 11th, and Faith Jones is going to the free throw line on the other side. She'll have two shots. Jones can't connect on the first. Second free throw shot. And this one misses everything. And Cheyenne Long checks back in for Jones. Bondi into Irwin. Irwin inside the Smothers, poked away out of bounds by Long. Irwin tries to get a long pass to Rhodes, poked away by Dollins, and Dollins is going quickly up the court. Finally catches herself on the right block to Hager. Now into the lane for Ralston, has her shot blocked, rebounded by Smothers. Gets up ahead to Irwin. Cross court to Bondi. Bondi, three-pointer, wide, way off the mark. And Rhodes, left-handed shot, can't get it to fall. And Dollins away with the rebound. And as time expires, Kirksville Lady Tigers win the seventh place title here at the Brashear Tournament, 45-23 over the Atlanta Lady Hornets. Well, we have final scores for you from that last girls' matchup, the seventh place game. Kirksville took that one 45-23. And first for the losing Atlanta Lady Hornets, Shelby Tipton and Miranda Hruska each had 9. Cindy Irwin had 4. And Amelia Smothers had 1. For the Lady Tigers, Bailey Giles led the way with 12 points. Brett Merrick had 8. Hallie Dollins has 5. Callie Holt and Kylie Nagel each added 4. And Arabelle Reed, Jesse Ralston, and Cheyenne Long each had 2 points. Well, again, Kirksville takes the 7th place title. Well, we're about ready for the 7th place matchup here in the boys' side of the bracket. That one will be for the Canton JV and Macon County Raiders. About 7 minutes showing on the clock here between games, and we'll be back in just that amount of time with boys action from the Brashear Tournament.